That was ABBA with I Had a Dream. Before that was Julia Zara with Just an Illusion, taking you to 10 minutes past 8 a.m. on Radio Life and Style. You're listening to The Morning Show with Chantel, proudly brought to you every weekday by CMH Motor City Belito. Now, as promised, I do have a guest in studio. We have Brad Carter from the new BBS Micro Store build, which is now open. Brad, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you very much for having me. I'm all good.
Are you all good now? All settled in behind a microphone. So firstly, I want to know how you started out, because you are not actually a local from Belito. And I'm very impressed to hear that you speak Zulu fluently. So how did you come to settle in this beautiful North Coast town?
Good question. So, yes, I'm from Northern Zululand, a town called Nongoma, which was recently in the news a lot for the king's recent passing and the new king. That's where he's from. I was born there, my dad was born there, and we grew up in retail and in hardware.
Okay, and so then, that was the way to go. Your influence was hardware.
Absolutely, yes.
And I'm guessing with every new business, especially positioned in a beautiful town like Belito, I'm guessing you have something special and memorable to open up this new store for us. Tell us a little bit about what is happening and what you have planned for the grand opening of the store.
So, yes, we want to create a bit of a noise and a bang and let people know we've arrived in Belito. So, the end of September, we will launch officially that week of the 27th.
But you are open now.
We are open. We are open and trading and finding our feet and happy to welcome anyone into the store. But the official opening with the opening specials that everyone's waiting for will be the end of the month.
And I think that is what a lot of people are waiting for.
We will have lots of suppliers with free giveaways, some fun for kids, popcorn, jumping castle, and then obviously the suppliers that will
add. So it's obviously not just a one-day celebration, and the specials run for just longer than that day. I'm reading about it, I'm thinking that is so super cool. Now, where are you guys situated? Because I know there's been a little bit of confusion about whether or not the Micah here at the Lifestyle Center is closing, but that is not true. You are just two separate entities. And where are you situated?
Yeah, we are in 10 Moffat Drive. Okay. So the easiest, everyone I think knows McDonald's down that road, and you followed along and you can't really miss it.
Yeah.
Big grey building with Micah signs on.
Yeah.
And correct. The Lifestyle Micah is not closing, separate entities.
Yeah.
Business as usual for them. And we're just coming to try and create a little bit more option and opportunity for everyone in Belito.
Because looking at the items on offer, I know we have hardware stores that have specific items, and you being so close to a Micah store, are there any differences in what you offer? Is there anything special, anything that stands out or a little extra that you and your store are going to be offering?
So versus a general hardware, we obviously carry the general that everyone needs in a hardware store, but yes, we're offering different ranges in paint, power tools, compared to what you've probably seen in Belito. And then with our extra space we have there, I think our clothing range and safety wear, which has become really popular and a big in the industry at the moment.
I mean, talking about your safety wear, and your specialty products, you have one specific section for safety wear and work wear. Tell us about that. It's on a mezzanine level, am I right?
Yes, I think it is on the mezzanine. And historically, mezzanine areas have always been hard to activate in retail space. People don't want to go upstairs. And so we thought long and hard about what could really drive people up there. Hence the coffee shop I mentioned that we've put up upstairs there, and we're hoping to activate that area for contractors, builders, come and spend time with their clients or just on their own doing work.
Come meet in the place where your creative juices would get flown, which is exactly that.
Exactly. And then the one side of that mezzanine is all the safety wear and clothing.
So I see here you have chef's wear, security wear, domestic workers' outfits. So you are not just, it's not just work wear for people who are building or in construction.
No, it's across the board. like you've mentioned now, farmers, the pants, the we've even got jeans, but it's fit for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we're trying to do is create that one-stop shop that if you need clothing for, yes, it's not going to be to go to the matric dance, but it's going to be to go to any construction site, any farmer working, any contractor, even to go to a meeting. It's all fit for purpose.
Your one-stop shop in Ballito. Now, I heard you talking about your coffee shop, because here in Ballito, we all love our coffee, and that'll just be another superb addition to your store, and I think another element that you'll be offering, this coffee shop. So there will be barista coffee at really reasonable prices, apparently, and you are hoping to make it a destination for builders and contractors.
Wow, yeah.
You have Wi-Fi. That is also the, you know, you know, that's like a draw card to have Wi-Fi. And you also want to encourage architects and electricians and designers and other tradesmen to meet their customers in store and use your coffee shop as well. Then you also have a sandwich section. Is that almost completed?
Yes, so they are busy this week installing that section, also upstairs in the mezzanine. And that's for your high-end sandwich to try and... It's also just a bit different in hardware. Generally, hardwares cater for a sort of mid-tier sandwich and plumbing section. This is taking it to the next level. And again, it just matches with the coffee shop being there for those professionals to sit, meet their clients, and they can actually show them what they want to put in their house. And there's going to be quite an extensive range, so it should be able to answer all the questions for anyone in the greater North Coast area.
I think it's such a great idea to have that in the environment that you will be sort of working in, if I can say that. You're having a meeting in the environment, you have these creative juices flowing. But the last thing I wanted to ask you, opening times, is it the same as always as any other hardware shop? What are your opening times?
I think it's pretty standard, yes, 7 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Okay.
And then 7 to 1 on a Saturday and 9 to 1 on a Sunday.
And you have said that there's plenty parking. And then one more bonus option that I think a lot of people are into is delivery. You offer delivery?
Yes, so we do offer a delivery service. And it's basically dependent on your area. We try to deliver within the same day, one or two days at most, hopefully. And depending on where you are, there is a fee involved, but it's pretty reasonable and manageable.
I'm sure it is. So just to go over, your grand opening is planned for the end of September, so it's a couple of weeks ago, and your specials will run for a full week from the 27th of September to the 3rd of October, and you are planning lots of fun stuff from the 1st to the 3rd of October with lots of giveaways and fun for the family. So everyone can make their way down there because, I mean, what better than to support new business in Ballito?
Yeah.
This is what we are all about. And I wish you all the best, Brad. I know it's going to be super, super successful. And I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Brad Carter from the new BBS Micah Build store. That is open, but their grand opening is at the end of September. And they have some great stuff and giveaways as well. I'll be back.